Listening Library presents Rapture, a Fallen novel by Lauren Kate. Read for you by Justine Eyre. All other things to their destruction draw. Only our love hath no decay. John Donne, The Anniversary. Prologue. Falling. First there was silence. In the space between heaven and the fall, deep in the unknowable distance, there was a moment when the glorious hum of heaven disappeared and was replaced by a silence so profound that Daniel's soul strained to make out any noise. Then came the feeling of falling, a drop even his wings couldn't prevent, as if the throne had attached moons to them. They hardly beat, and when they did, it made no impact on his fall. Where was he going? There was nothing before him and nothing behind. Nothing up and nothing down. Only thick darkness and the blurry outline of what was left of Daniel's soul. In the absence of sound, his imagination took over. It filled his head with something beyond sound, something inescapable, the haunting words of Lucinda's curse.
She will die. She will never pass out of adolescence. Will die again and again and again at precisely the moment when she remembers your choice. You will never truly be together.
It was Lucifer's foul imprecation, his embittered addendum to the throne's sentence, passed in the heavenly meadow.